The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, February 8th, 2021. I am recording this show, and I believe you will get it tomorrow. I wish it was tomorrow, guys, because I'm a couple of hours away from going in for surgery on my left eye. I got to get my left eye done, bro. They're going to try to knock out both surgeries in one sitting. Last time on my right eye, I had two separate surgeries. They're going to try to get it all done in one today. I've experienced this a couple of times, guys. It is not any fun. It's very, very painful, especially the procedure and then like the next 24 hours. So I would appreciate it if everybody out there will say a little prayer for Vinny Rue. We are live on Twitch right now, bro. I am here with my good people on twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. They get the show first every single Monday. Guys, That's Life is a show about life. Our daily walk, what we all talk about, what we all experience, what we all go through. As people walking this planet, this show is a show that really tries to help. And I really try to give you things to think about for the rest of the week. That's why I like doing the show early, because maybe I have some things that you may think about, that you may ponder on your mind for the entire week. And there's some things I'm going to talk about today that have been weighing on my mind lately, and that is respect. I feel in 2021, bro, there is such a lack of respect for people from other people. We can no longer, in today's world and today's society, we can no longer respectfully disagree. That is not a thing. If you disagree with somebody, if you have a different viewpoint or a different opinion, then that person hates you and that person does not respect you. And why is that person not respecting you? Because you have a different mind and you think differently from the way that they do. I have never experienced this level of disrespect in my life. On social media, as it relates to government and politics, as it relates to our leaders, everybody is disrespecting everybody else, and it is causing utter chaos in our world today. I know on my level, I've been questioning the respect of friends, people who I consider friends, I have felt disrespected by. And so this is a topic right now that is near and dear to my heart. And every time a question arises or there's something that I want to dive a little deeper into, what do? I go into the Word of God, bro. I go into the Bible, and I like to read, what does the Bible have to say about respect? Because every time I read the Word of God, I feel centered, I feel at peace, I feel calm, I feel rejuvenated. And that's why every Tuesday or Monday when I'm recording it, I like to go through this exercise to maybe leave you with some words of wisdom, give you something to talk about, to ponder, And then hopefully when this show is over, you can go do some research on your own. But what does the Bible say about respect and the way we are supposed to respect one another? I pulled something up earlier today. What does the Bible say about respect? Question, what does the Bible say about respect? Here's the answer. The Apostle Peter summarizes the Bible's teaching on respect in his first epistle. Show proper respect to everyone. Everyone, bro. There's no exceptions there. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. That is in 1 Peter 2:17. This passage encompasses four major areas of our lives, teaching us that as followers of Christ, we should respect all people, other Christians, God, and governmental authorities. Listen to that, bro. We should respect all people. So all people should respect all people. Everybody should be respecting one another. If you are a Christian, you should be respecting other Christians. Now, bro, this doesn't mean agree with. We're not saying agree with. We're saying respect. All people, other Christians, God, and governmental authorities. Bro, the Bible states that we should respect governmental authorities. The word respect is a translation of the Greek word time sate, meaning honor or value. Honor or value. That is the definition of the Greek translation of respect. It literally means to place a great value or high price on something. Interestingly, today we tend to place our values on our personal rights and the equality of humanity. However, biblical respect is far different, more about a perceived inequality in the way in that we recognize that some things and some people are more important than we. We recognize that some people and some things are more important than themselves. How many times have you guys heard me come on here and say, you've got to put others first? Others are more important than you. And that comes hand in hand with treating others with the utmost respect. To respect everyone, believers must be conscious that God has created all people in his image, regardless of whether they believe in Christ. We should show them proper respect and honor because their souls are of more value than all the wealth in the world. This comes out of Luke 10, 33, 34, 1 Corinthians 10 to 33. Believers must be conscious that God has created all people in his image. If God created somebody, they are worthy of being here. Thus, they should have our utmost respect. Loving the brotherhood of believers means to love all believers, Christians, regardless of color, nationality, opinions, or affiliations. We are to demonstrate to the world that we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Apostle John wrote of this principle a number of times. Quoting Jesus, he writes, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So if we love each other, then we are disciples of Christ because Christ loves everybody. We can find this in John 13, 34 to 35, and 15, 12, and 1 John 3, 23. The word fear is a translation of the Greek word phobicythe, meaning fear, dread, and respect. The word also implies that our fear of him leads us to total obedience. Our fear of God and doing God wrong and misobeying God. This is what leads us to total obedience. Though we are to honor the king, we should fear God. The bottom line is that it is God alone who we should fear in the sense of having an awed respect. So we should be in total awe of God, and we should fear God, which means that we should all strive to do good by God. We honor and respect our governing authorities because they exist by the very will of God. That is Romans 13, 1-7. Such respect must be given whether we agree with them or not. Holy mackerel. We honor and respect our governing authorities because they exist by the very will of God. Such respect must be given whether we agree with them or not. Those in authority are God's instruments for carrying out the purpose of governing and worthy of the respect God mandates. When we obey the principles of this passage, we give genuine credibility to our faith. As believers, we ought to honor our governing authorities and their rights as such. But we may not give to the government those rights that belong to God alone. The government is not above God. We honor and respect our governing authorities because they exist by the very will of God. Such respect must be given whether we agree with them or not. Man, how far off base have we been of that? Christians are to be a people of order and discipline, of righteous and justice. We ought to be dynamic examples of love and peace so that others may be won to Christ and be saved for eternity. Part of living as examples of Christ before the watching world is showing respect to others. So us living as examples of God's children, God's disciples, God's soldiers before the watching world is showing respect to others. So that is a lot to digest about the respect we should have to each other, God's children, God's creations, the fear we ought to have in God, and the respect we should have towards our governing body. And you know, that's the problem, bro, because there are a lot of people that are going to hear that passage or read that passage and not agree with it. They are not going to want to respect the governing body because they disagree with the governing body. But God tells us in the Bible, he gave them that authority. They're in that position of power for a reason. And that's where, as I always say, bro, that's where you have to have absolute faith in Christ. Matt Da Vinci Music just says, it always comes back to trusting God. It always comes back to trusting God's word and believing in God. It always comes back to that. That is what it's all about. And again, that's why, you know, people break rules and people are disobedient because people want to act and people want to carry on and people want to say the things that they want to say. Whether it is the right way or the wrong way, they want to do it their way. That's where the Bible makes it difficult for us, because it's not about our way anymore. There's only one way, and it's about God's way. Matt once again said, people want control. Absolutely, bro. Everybody wants control. Everybody wants their idea to be instituted. They want their opinion to be right. They want to win, because the more they win, the more in control they are. But guess what, bro? People will never, ever, ever, ever be in control. God is in control. And what it comes down to is, how much do you respect that? How much do you respect the authority of God when God is telling you how to handle yourself when it comes to respect? We should respect everybody. The four principles, guys, let me go back. We should show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the King. Love each other. Love everyone. Love fellow Christians. Fear God and love governmental authorities. Real simple, bro. It's in black and white. Now, again, what it comes down to is you choose to either obey that or not obey that. If you want to hate our government, you're going to hate our government. If you want to hate our president, you're going to hate our president. But when you do that and when you act in that manner, you are going the complete opposite way of what God is teaching us. You are questioning God. You do not have faith. You do not have belief in God. So at the end of the day, you are doing things your way. Yes, Archer Industries, we are definitely supposed to respect the government authorities. Let me read that again, bro, because it's very clear. We honor and respect our governing authorities because they exist by the very will of God. Romans 13, 1 to 7. Such respect must be given whether we agree with them or not. Those in authority are God's instruments for carrying out the purpose of governing and worthy of the respect God mandates. When we obey the principles of this passage, we give genuine credibility to our faith. As believers, we are to honor our governing authorities and their rights as such. But we may not give to the government those rights that belong to God alone. The government is not greater than God. That's the only thing. So it's telling you in black and white. How many people are respecting that passage? And basically, that passage is God's words. How many people are respecting them? How many people are honoring those words right now? That's always the issue with the Bible, bro. The Bible does not make it easy on you. The Bible is full of rules and regulations laid down by God. And a lot of us want to be governed by our own rules and regulations. We have no interest whatsoever in listening to what God wants. And we will never be at peace. We will never be whole. We will never be love when we are not walking in unison with God. So there you have it, guys. That's what the Bible tells us about respect. And guys, to follow these mandates is not easy, especially in a very scarred, troublesome, degenerate, screwed up world that we live in. But guys, you will realize that you are walking with God when you start doing things against the grain. When you are no longer doing things the way that you would do them, but the way that God has taught you to do them. And it's hard and it's difficult. And guys, if you want God in your life, he's there for the asking. And that's all you have to do is ask. It is free love and it is your choice. And he is offering it to you every single day. That is it, everybody. Have a glorious day, man. Remember these words when you go out in the world today and you're around other people, you're around total strangers, you're around your family, you're around loved ones. Cherish them. That is a order directly from God. Try it. See how you feel. See how they feel. See if it's reciprocated. You're not going to know until you put it into practice. That is it, everybody. That is life. God bless. I'll see you next time.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.